we're back with our guest, Paul Myers. You know, Todd was around San Francisco a lot because of his association with the Tubes.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. I think, where we first started seeing him skulking around alleys here. And the Tubes were a very special collaborative project for him. I know they tried to get him to produce the first album, but his schedule didn't allow it, and they ended up with Al Kooper. I often have thought about White Punks on Dope, produced by Todd Rundgren. What an opportunity lost that was.
Yeah, that's a good point.
TV is King.
Yeah.
Was like
Remote Control was the name of the record.
Remote Control was like the band's fifth album.
Yeah.
They'd spent a ton of money without getting any kind of traction on the radio or out there in the public, and everybody thought they were geniuses, but nobody knew who the hell they were.
And I think key to this is that A&M Records was losing patience with them.
Oh, had lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And so enter Todd Rundgren. The mission is save this band.
Save the band. And it's a really interesting thing. What they did next is they said, well, we love Todd. We trust Todd. This at least, it'll at least be musical. It'll at least be fun. And then they did something. They don't get credit for being cutting edge, the Tubes, in this respect. Mike Cotton and Perry Prince made demos of a lot of these songs using very early synthesizer sequencers, which, of course, appeals to Todd because he loves technology. And they made these like almost Devo-like basic tracks. And Devo actually told Mike Cotton afterwards that they were inspired by these original synthy tracks from that record. And so it's really interesting that Devo gets the credit for being the original originators of that sort of sound. But actually, the Tubes were doing it first. And with that record with Todd, they did a whole bunch of great tracks, a variety of tracks that are really great. And it really holds up, too.
Michael's been working on the Tubes project. I think fans can find it on the web. It's pretty amazing.
I hope it gets out to a wide release.
This is Love is a Mystery, the Tubes by Todd Rundgren.
Real Delvin on the city.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs, tell no lies. You get wise, I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else to make you feel sure you're alive. We gotta get you a woman. We better get walking. We're wasting time talking now. Leroy, boy, you're my friend. You say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street. Take a seat. It's my treat. You may not ever get this chance again. That empty feeling's just about to end.
That's We Got to Get You a Woman, Todd Rundgren, solo record. That was something of a hit for him. Was that his first hit?
Yeah, it was a fluke hit, too. He'd been hired by Albert Grossman, Bob Dylan's manager, to just be an engineer at Bearsville Records, which was Grossman's label. And he said, okay, and they said, you can have some studio time. And he goes and makes this record called Runt and goes and puts the single We Got to Get You a Woman on there. And because I guess the guy who was working the single really liked Todd, he worked it at radio really hard and got a hit. And so Todd didn't have a band. He didn't even want to play live at that point in his life. He just thought, oh, so he kind of whipped a band together to tour behind it. But it took him a while to get to the idea that he wanted to actually go play live again. But We Got to Get You a Woman was a top 20 hit.
Wow. And before that, this is something of a specialty. The Hello People.
Yeah, that's Handsome Devils. The Handsome Devils is the name of the record. Now, they were wearing makeup before Kiss. Like, they were a mime rock band. And Don't Run Away Screaming, they were actually really good. You know, that's the thing. And they were a mime rock band that sang a cappella harmonies. And they played with Todd. They've played like behind him on stage. But their music was way ahead of the curve, like almost approaching sort of fusion jazz pop. You know, they're very, very hip.
They had a number of records, apparently, besides this one that Todd did. What, 1974?
Yeah, Todd did another one. This was the 74 one. Yeah, he did another one with them called Bricks. That similarly, if you find it, just snap it up, because they're cult hit records now. But Norman Smart from the Hello People played on the first Runt record.
All right.
Yeah. So it's kind of
we heard Future Shock and Love Is a Mystery from Remote Control by the Tubes.
Yeah.
My guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, author Paul Myers, his book A Wizard, A True Star, Todd Rundgren in the studio.